about to join us, Mitch Leek. So trains out of Pakenham, as I mentioned, 24 years of age, 9-0 record in the ring. Fights Adrian Rodriguez for the vacant Australian middleweight title Saturday, May 4th. So not too far away, less than a month, coming up in Melbourne. Mitch, a very good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. Yeah, really good. How are you guys?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Appreciate your time. Now, all I can think of when I'm thinking boxing and horse training, I mean, how do you accommodate both? What does a typical day for you look like at the moment?
Oh, look, it's, she's a pretty full-on schedule at the moment. I was up at just before 5 this morning, and I'm down at the track now. I've just jumped in the car to speak to you boys, but we're down at the track galloping horses, getting them ready for Saturday and a few races around the place. So I'm down here now, and I'll finish up here in a couple of hours, and I'll head into training.
You head into training. You obviously do a lot of form with the horses that you train and who they're racing against. What do you know about your opponent in the boxing world?
Look, he's a former Australian champion. He's pretty durable, pretty tough. He's never been stopped. He comes in with his hands up and comes in to fight. I know that's one thing about him. He'll never say no to a fight, and he'll never take a backward step. So, he's a pretty tough opponent. And, I think he's going to really be coming forward and trying to take that belt.
Mitch, as a trainer and a boxer, like you said, you got to juggle so much. Is that plan like, yes, I want to do this for long term, short term? Are you picking one over the other? How do you juggle it all?
Look, to be honest with you, I do weigh it up a fair bit, and it's got to be really well balanced. And I've got a great team around me that helped me do that. I'm lucky to have the boys down at Team Alice that really help work around my schedule with the horses and really working with me. I'm very blessed and very lucky to have them being so flexible. It's a balancing act. You've got to be careful. I try not to get too many horses around when I'm fighting. I really mainly focus in on my race horses, and I do a bit of breaking and pre-training as well. So I sort of slow down the breaking and pre-training a little bit and really hone in on the race horses morely so, just to get my numbers down and just try and balance it out.
Do you think there comes a point in time where you have to make a decision? I'm not saying that you shouldn't do both, but... mate, if your boxing career kicks off, your training career kicks off, who knows?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. I'm pretty lucky. I'm in the position I'm in. My dad's a trainer, my mum's a trainer. So if there's ever that time where I need to go off somewhere for a camp or go do something, it puts me in a fantastic spot where they can always fill my role and fill my boots for those months or whatever I'm away, and they know their job pretty well. So I'm in a great spot.
Your dad John trains plenty of horses. How's this going for him?
Yeah, look, he's got plenty there, and they're flying. So yeah, look, he loves the boxing. He follows it and watches everything I do with a very close eye. He's almost like my manager in the corner. He watches everything we're doing and goes over everything. He was born and bred into the horses, and I think it goes back 3 or 4 generations of racing in our family. So, it's just all second nature to him.
I love it. We got a text on the text line from the grass man. Can you ask Mitch if any jockeys arc up at him after he sprays them for a bad ride?
No, I haven't had to give too many bakes out.
What a shock!
Most of the jockeys I'm good mates with, so I pick the moments. But nah, look, they're all good there. Look, everyone's out there having a crack. At the end of the day, there's 12 to 14 horses plus in a field, and everyone's trying to win, so it's pretty competitive, and everyone can only do their best.
Anything that you're training at the moment, our listeners keep an eye out for?
Oh, look, there's, I think Castro Francari went over the steeples on Sunday. I think coming into the May Carnival over at Warrnambool, I think he's going to be one to follow. He ran super. He got within 2.5 lengths of Stern Idol. And I think we get the sting out of the track and getting a bit of twisting and turning happening. He could end up a hell of a lot closer. So I think it's going to be one to definitely watch out for. And I think there might be one run around on Saturday of dads that goes well. So, look, they're all coming along. They're all in there. In their little races where they need to be, and just sort of pushing through the grades.
Mitch, back to the boxing career. What's the end goal, or what are you wanting to achieve? Is there a belt or something you're looking for?
Look, we're just going as far as we can. We'd love to be on the world stage, and that's what we're working towards. We're taking each fight as they come. You just got to keep winning. At the end of the day, that's the ruthless side of boxing. If you if you're not winning, you're not taking steps forward, and you need to keep winning to take those steps. I think the Australian title, it is the most prestigious belt in Australia to win. If we win that, we've sort of got all the belts in Australia, sort of regionally, that we can win. We've got the Victorian strap, the Australasian, and this will sort of be the end one for Australia, winning the Australian title. And then from there, we start looking at more international belts and things like that to hopefully sort of get world ranked and onto that world scene. So if we can start getting onto there, I think it's going to put me in a really good spot.
Where did the boxing bug come from for you, Mitch?
Funny enough, I was well into my footy, and I was playing seniors and getting pushed around and hit around a little bit. And my old man said I need to get down and learn how to fight, because one day one of these older boys is going to pick me up and throw me over a fence and I won't know what to do. Pretty soon I started boxing. And then, I actually had a couple of years off after I learnt it all. And then I thought I'll have a crack and get fit again. And it just sort of hit me. And once I caught the bug, it was not going away.
Who's the fighter you love watching most at the moment?
Well, I'll tell you, I love watching the heavyweights. I named my dog after Anthony Joshua. His name's AJ. And I named my horse after Tyson Fury. His name's Fury. So I love watching the big heavyweights. But you go down the divisions and look, even the Australian, I love watching Australian boxing at the moment. Like, it's so strong and there's so much depth to it, with George Kambosos, Tim Zhu, Jai Opatia could be probably one of the best boxers Australia's had for a long time in a cruiserweight division. There's so much depth to Australian boxing right now. It's in a really exciting spot.
As a boxer, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, talk to me about that. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I think it's very, very controversial, that fight. I think for a person like Jake Paul, I think it's a lose-lose situation. You get knocked out by Mike Tyson, you've just got knocked out by a 58 or 9-year-old. And if you knock him out, it's no one's going to like him anyway. I think Mike Tyson's most people's heroes, and everyone looks up to as a formidable killer in the ring. He gets in there and he throws bombs. I think it's a lose-lose situation. But if I wanted someone to win, it'd be definitely Mike Tyson. I think he's a beast, and I think to see him go out and have a crack at that age and still be throwing hands, it's an incredible job.
It'll certainly garner some interest, because there's been plenty of people talking about that. What have you got to do when you're before your next fight to be ready? What's the modus operandi?
We got some rounds on Saturday, and we've got two sparring sessions left, and then I'll probably pick up a little bit more running and sprints work and sort of die down the longer runs, and we're pretty well there. We start getting our weight down a little bit more and get right on weight. We're pretty well on top of it now. So, look, it's all in the fine-tuning stages now. We sharpen up and we get ready to start fighting. I go to Warrnambool on the 30th of April for Briley, and that's on the Tuesday. We've got the annual on the Thursday. We weigh in on the Friday and we fight Saturday, so she's going to be a big week.
Yeah, it will be indeed. Just a reminder for our listeners, so Mitch Leek takes on Adrian Rodriguez, the vacant Australian middleweight title, Saturday, May 4 in Melbourne at the end of the week of Warrnambool, when we'll keep a good eye particularly on a horse called Castro Francaro, which has won more than $200,000 in prize money, and we'll see it running around all going well during the Warrnambool meeting that week. Mitch, great to talk to you, mate. A lot going on, and all power to you. Go well, and hopefully you win that title next month.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for having me on, and hopefully chat soon.